All right. I am speaking here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, at a BASF grower event. With me is Archie Manning, better known to some as Eli and Peyton's daddy. And he spoke to the group of growers here and had some good words, especially after the drought that many of these growers went through. A good message there of really not giving up.
Well, I think no one goes through life, or not many people go through a year without some type of adversity, whether we deal with it personally or whether we deal it in business or where. And that's just the way life is. So I have found, I do a lot of speaking to a lot of different groups, but there's so many similarities in various industries and various businesses and business people and the way they run their companies and go about it. I enjoy getting to meet these people and see how they do it. But I the one thing I find is a lot of similarities, and we all go through tough times, and it all have to be resilient and fight back.
Well, I know you know a lot about winning, but you also know a lot about losing. And I know you said winning's a lot more fun, right?
Well, you never get, you know, I played pro football for a long time, didn't really see the brightest side of it. Now, I think there are things, as I said before, you earn through adversity, you earn through losing, but you never get used to it, and you never enjoy it, and you never anticipate it, and you never want to, the thing you kind of find out about it, you kind of accept it or endure it, but you want to change it, and you don't want it to happen again. So that's what we, I think, here in America, what we're trying to do every day. We're trying to win. We're trying to do it in the, sure, you do it on the sports field, but you're trying to do it in the workplace as well.
You also talked about how important family is to you.
You know, I think it's the core of the American way. Family is should be a high priority with everyone. I think it's one of the great blessings that we all have, whether it be our, you know, people that are lucky enough to keep their parents for a long time, or, you know, a childhood for a person who has a good home and good parents, or and then as you get older, you know, enjoy your children. In my case now, it's grandchildren. I can tell you, it's underrated. It's better than they tell you it is. So yeah, family, it's always been a high priority with me, and it should be with everyone.
I was curious, what do you think about the similarities between football and farming?
Oh, I think the greatest similarity is that they're both hard work. I know something about farming. I grew up in a rural community. My dad was in the farm machinery business, so and my two uncles, his two brothers farmed, and so I spent a lot of time on the farm, spent a lot of time with them, and I wouldn't swap it for anything. So, but I know how hard farmers work, and how sometimes it can, you know, just how tough it can be. It can be great too, you know, when those crops come in. But same way with football, I know how hard coaches work. I don't think most of our society realize how hard coaches work and prepare kids to play. But players do too. It's hard work to try to, you know, you're looking for an edge, you're competing. Yeah, you're not only trying to win games, you're trying to win your position, you're trying to maintain your position. So many, many similarities between farming and football.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up in Drew, Mississippi, small town in the Mississippi Delta, 2,000 people. Wonderful little Mayberry-type town, 48 people in my graduating class. Wouldn't swap it for anything. Really big farming community in those days, cotton. Soybeans.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, very good. Pleasure to meet you, sir. And I know you had some great words for the growers here, and they're going to remember it. Here in Fort Lauderdale with the BASF Growers Event, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.